finally awake. I'm sure you have some questions. After all, this all has to be so strange for you. But you shouldn't try to move yet. You'll want to trust me about that. You'll be a little woozy, and you could hurt yourself.
What did I say? Now you've probably given yourself a headache.
What do you mean?
You don't know who I am.
How could you say such a cruel thing to me?
You saw me every day. We had a relationship, and then you treat me like this?
Yes, from the coffee shop.
How could you even joke about not knowing who I am?
See how your eyes would light up when you saw me, and the tone of your voice as you said my name, told me everything. We were destined to be together from the first time we met.
Oh, you're trying to act like you don't know what I'm talking about, but you were an active participant in this. You know exactly what I mean.
You know you were mine, but then you came in with that other woman yesterday and you broke my heart.
Amy, I knew I had to do something drastic to get your attention back.
I know that I can make you happy. I just needed to be able to show you that.
I had a feeling you weren't going to let me if I just asked, though.
So I had to take matters into my own hands. So when you came in for your coffee, maybe I coated your cup with something special.
You don't remember me helping to your car after you felt a little lightheaded this morning, do you?
After that, it's pretty self-explanatory. And I'm sure you've awoken enough to notice the chains and cuffs, too.
And, well,
your lack of clothing. Here's the thing. No one knows you're here right now. You're my little secret.
But I want you to have a really good first impression of what it will be like